Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But we're back, and I was trying to talk about FAU. They played their spring game on Saturday. Palm Beach Post Nick Wilson was on hand. He's been covering that team throughout the spring, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Larry. I'm sorry I broke everything right when you guys brought me on.
No, yeah. We were running pretty darn good, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
If something's just going to happen again, let's start talking about FAU, the way you came out of it in the spring, what you felt about the program, a lot of new additions from last year. What were your observations, first of all, about the team, and then we'll get a little bit into the spring game?
Yeah, the first thing that stuck out to me was before the game even started on Saturday, which, you know, Tom Herman had talked a lot about at the end of the year, the need for a culture shift, and obviously that was true throughout the spring. And even before, you know, kickoff, they were doing one-on-one, full contact drills, not really foundational stuff, just guys hitting each other to get each other fired up. You know, guys were engaged in warm-ups. Everybody looked happy to be out there, and I think that's going to be a real pleasant shift for Herman and company this year, especially with, like you mentioned, the new additions that are coming in. It'll be a much-needed shift for them this year.
Who impressed you on Saturday?
Obviously, the quarterback battle is something everybody's had their eyes on, and Cam Fancher looked excellent. But, you know, Tyreek Starks looked prepared. You know, Fancher's got the keys for QB1 for the time being, but you know, Starks just looked ready to take over the role if need be. I think the battle's a lot closer than we're assuming. He did more with less in the first half of that game than Fancher did. He had more yards and more touchdowns in the first half with less attempts and no interceptions. Fancher, on the other hand, had two picks within a minute of each other. But other than that, they both looked really ready for the role. Cam in particular, obviously he's a great get from Marshall, but he'll be a great pickup for Herman and company, taking over that hole that Richardson left. But honestly, I gotta just say, Starks really looks like he could be a guy if his name got called.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the positions were up for grabs. Obviously they got bigger up front. They added some new pieces. We talked, you and I, yesterday about Phil Dunham, a transfer from Indiana, who's a local kid from North Miami Beach, being a catalyst. Is a Barry Mobley from Miami, New Orleans, who's picking things up at running back. What else kind of like turned your head and made you kind of like maybe write down some notes on what players that you think could emerge during the next few months and then be a catalyst during the season?
Yeah, you mentioned it. Phil Dunham looked phenomenal. The entire defense, particularly the safeties and the DBs, they looked great. They were glued to guys all afternoon. They had just that group came up with three picks that day. You know, Antonio Smith had a pair of picks. He looks like he's ready to be a guy. The redshirt freshman, he looks primed. He looks ready to go. Courtney, he didn't see a ton of time last year, Courtney Lanier, but he's a true junior this year. He had five total tackles just in the first half. He's another guy on the defense that adds to a really good core group. Obviously, Desmond Tisdall returns. He'll be the spoon that stirs the drink for them. He looked really solid, hasn't skipped a beat. But just the defense overall looks really ready to go. Obviously, it's spring. You don't want to take too much away from it,
sure.
But I think that group is gonna turn some heads in the regular season this year and really cause some issues for opposing offenses.
No doubt. Nick Wilson joins us. He covers FAU for the Palm Beach Post. Also does a lot of things around the state of Florida. And you had an opportunity. What type of crowd did they have out there? Because I know they've been starting to get a lot more local players to try to bring in more, you know, fans to support them, and especially during a year that they're going through some transition that has an opportunity. And I know that talking to the coaches, they'd love to be ending up in a bowl game this year.
Yeah, the crowd was actually surprisingly solid. It was a little bit of chatter in the press box before kickoff because of it. I'd say most of the west side there weren't too many empty seats on the west side of the stadium. Good turnout. Obviously, a lot of high school programs were there, but a lot of just families and students that were there. It was a beautiful day, of course. They couldn't have picked a better day to have a spring game, so that certainly helps. But it was surprisingly solid, you know, considering how the turnout was for them last year in the regular season. It was, I'm sure, a pleasant surprise for the administration there on Saturday.
Yeah, and as you look towards the season, the football schedule is going to be pretty impressive. Obviously, you know, I went over it with Coach last week or a couple weeks ago when we were on it. But, you know, starting out at Michigan State, also playing, you know, some programs, you know, South Florida game last year probably it was one of the high points, especially coming out with a huge win and then have an opportunity to see USF go and play in their stadium and look pretty good in the bowl game. Talk about the schedule.
I think the schedule is going to be a great test for the group that they have this year. Starting at Michigan State is going to be a real temperature check for those guys. And I think that's the kind of stuff that Herman wants, honestly. I don't think that they want to kind of sleep through the schedule. Obviously, you want to set it up in a way where, you know, to set yourself up for success. But for the most part, I think that they've got a chance to, you know, obviously have a better record, but considering the group that they're bringing in, like you mentioned, starting in Michigan State, they get to be Army's first matchup in the AAC this year. That's week two. That'll be a really fun game. And then obviously the return of the Shula Bowl the week after. So week one, two, and three right away, they get some pretty fun games. And I think that, you know, depending on how that goes for them, it'll be a great way to start the season and might set the tone for a turnaround year rather.
Yeah. And having Army, I think Army, it's been like 50 years since Army's been to Florida to play. I remember back in the day, they used to play University of Miami, but that was in the 60s and the early 70s. Obviously, you know, when it comes to the armed services, you have a lot of fans. So that seems like a really attractive home game as well, as we talk about USF as a game. I think it's manageable. You know, I look at the schedule. Yeah, they've upped their schedule in the conference. You know, and as I look at them, I think depth is going to be a factor, but it is everywhere. You know that as well. So coming out of spring, what do you think? Coming into this off season, coming into the season, what were your points that you came away with?
My biggest thing was a successful off season for Herman and Company. I think that they addressed some of the biggest needs that they had. Bringing in guys like Dotry Richardson at O-line is going to be huge for them this year. You know, and like we just talked about with the schedule, I think if they get off to the right start between one, two, and three, they will definitely surpass their record from last year. I think that that's definitely in the conversation right now. I think the biggest thing for a team like this, as we saw last year, how it kind of just slipped away from them at the end of last year, was just setting the tone correctly. And with combine that with the talent that they have coming in, I really think that this will be a good year moving forward, a foundational year for the program, most definitely.
No doubt. Nick, I can't thank you enough for joining us. We'll have you on again. We'll talk maybe if there's stuff and activity in the portal, we'll talk about that as well. And again, thanks so much for taking the time. Let everybody know how they can follow you website wise, your social media, so they can keep in touch with everything that you do.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I'm all over the place. I'm based technically out of Naples, but I'm working out of Fort Myers, Naples, and the Palm Beach Post. So I'm part of a great team over there. You can catch out all of our stuff on the Fort Myers News Press, Naples Daily News, and the Palm Beach Post. And then on Twitter, I am at Wilson32Nick.
Now you're a Florida Gulf Coast guy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Big fan. Love him. Graduated a couple years ago, and hopefully we're on the up and up. We'll see.
I hope so. Nick, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Good.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.